Brilliant. Well, my story this week is again about astronomical fireworks, but rather close to home, comets. Now, comets are small astronomical bodies that mostly travel into our solar system from the far reaches of it. And as they move close to the sun, they heat up, evaporating volatiles like carbon dioxide and water. And these then recondense and form this characteristic tail. They're actually quite difficult to study because although their tails can be enormous and you can actually see them with the naked eye, the actual comet is relatively small, only a few kilometres across. When they're close to us, of course, they're surrounded by a cloud of particles which form their tail, which is a bit like trying to see them through a mist. There's been a couple of missions to comets in the past, and the most recent was the NASA Deep Impact mission, which first visited the comet Tempel 1 in 2005, but as a bonus extra mission, because they had a bit of fuel left over, visited the relatively small and unpredictable comet Hartley 2. And this is a slightly unusual comet in that it's spinning in an unusual way. It's not just spinning about one axis, it's spinning about two, which indicates that there's something odd going on with it. It's also quite active. And so the mission went through and they've just finished analysing a large chunk of the data. They found that the comet looks like a giant kilometre-long dumbbell, and the jets of gas are coming out of the ends, which is slightly odd to start with. The small end at the moment is slightly more active than the big end, and the amount of water compared to carbon dioxide appears to be lower at the small end than the big end. So this might very interestingly indicate that the comet wasn't uniform when it was created. Or it might indicate some interesting processes after that. But certainly if that was the first one, that says something really quite deep about comets, and they're not quite as simple as we thought they were originally. They also saw a very pristine white ring around the middle of the dumbbell, which indicates there's no dust on there. It's quite a new surface. And they think it's been created by stuff being thrown out from the ends, being trapped by the tiny amount of gravity on the comet, and sort of redepositing in the middle. So this indicates that comets might be more active and varied than they thought before.
There's still a lot to learn, isn't there, about the structure and the evolution of comets. The Deep Impact mission you mentioned earlier, what they actually did was crash something into a comet to try and throw up bits of the surface and see not only what actually comes out, but then subsequently see how that wound, as it were, heals, or if it heals at all, or if it just stays as this permanent crater.
And also see actually what's in the surface, because normally what evaporates is the stuff which evaporates. And so if you smash something into it, you actually get a model, a picture of what's actually in there rather than what just happens to get kicked out naturally.
So the iconic nickname of comets as being a dirty snowball actually doesn't really tell you quite how complicated they are.
Indeed.